Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to the PECO Energy Company Bidder Conference Call. During the presentation, all lines will be in listen-only mode. At the end of the presentation, we will announce the opportunity for listeners to ask questions. Instructions will be given at that time. This presentation will be recorded for an archive playback will be made available. The Q&A portion of this call will be posted as FAQs on the procurement website, but will not be part of the archive playback that will be posted. If you should need assistance during this call, please press star zero for someone. Someone will help you. At this time, I will turn the call over to John McCauley, PECO Energy Company.
Hi, this is John McCauley from PECO Energy Acquisition. I'd like to welcome the participants on today's call and thank you for participating. Wanted to remind participants that we'll be on mute during the presentation, and at the conclusion of my presentation, we'll open up the call to questions and answers. You may remain anonymous and do not need to give your name or your company affiliation when asking your question. At this time, I'd like to introduce the other folks in the room with me today. Also from Energy Acquisition, Brian Crow, Basola Awani. From Rates and Regulatory, Dick Webster and Bill Patter, and from PECO Legal, Romy Diaz. We're also joined by NERA Economic Consulting, Chantal Lacasse, Ellen Campbell, and Benjamin Chi. The presentation I'll be covering today is posted on our bidder website. I'll give that address, but we'll give it later as well. The website, if you don't have a copy of the presentation in front of you and you'd like to be able to pull one down or view it on your computers, is www.pecoprocurement, one word, PECOPROCUREMENT.com. On that website, you'll find documents under the heading Supplier Information. And the first of the documents under supplier information will be the presentation I'm covering today. Titled that presentation is PECO Energy Default Service Plan for Delivery Starting 2011 Bidder Conference Call. I'll be referring by page number to the pages I'm covering as I go through the formal presentation. And when I conclude, we'll open up the phone line to your questions. Page two of the presentation, PECO's default service plan is currently awaiting a final approval by the Pennsylvania Public Utility Commission. All information contained in this presentation is based on PECO's default service plan and a settlement that was filed by the parties and has not yet been approved by the Pennsylvania Public Utility Commission. The Commission could render its decision as early as April 16, 2009. PECO is holding this information session to reach out to prospective suppliers and to prepare for a proposed spring 2009 solicitation. PECO's RFP website for information and to register to receive future announcements, again, is www.pecoprocurement.com. Page 3. I'd like to give you some background before we get into the specifics of our filed procurement plan. Pennsylvania restructured its electric industry in 1997, and settlements entered into as part of the restructuring resulted in rate caps. The generation rate caps for PECO Energy end on December 31st, 2010. PECO has a power purchase agreement in place with its affiliate Exelon Generation to serve the needs of PECO's default service customers now and through the end of December 31st, 2010. On September 10th, 2008, PECO filed an initial procurement plan with the Pennsylvania Public Utility Commission to purchase supply to serve its default service customers. By default service customers, we mean those customers which are not supplied by a third-party electric generation supplier in the PECO territory. On March 10, 2009, parties filed for approval a joint petition for settlement of PECO's plan. And as I mentioned, the PUC could render a decision on the PECO plan as early as April 16, 2009. Page 4. PICO's plan procures supply for four customer classes through two types of RFPs. Those customer classes are defined as follows: residential customers, small commercial customers, defined as those with peak demand between 0 and 100 kilowatts on an annual basis, medium commercial customers with peak demands on an annual basis between 100 and 500 kilowatts, and large commercial and industrial customers, those with peak demands that exceed 500 kilowatts. The two types of RFPs in the solicitation will be full requirements and block energy. There are two types of full requirements, and I will get into those details in subsequent slides, but suppliers will serve a percentage of the class load either on a fixed price dollar per megawatt hour basis or with energy priced to the PJM day at spot market. Full requirements products are included in the portfolios of each of the customer classes, meaning the residential, small, medium, and large commercial. Block energy. Block energy is in the form of base load, typically referred to as 24 by 7 or around the clock, and summer peak and winter peak, and will be priced on a fixed dollar per megawatt hour basis. Block energy will be used for the 25% PICO share of the residential class portfolio, and I'll cover that, the definition of that PICO share in subsequent slides. Page 5, the product mix. Page 5 gives you an overview of the product mix for the four customer classes. The residential customer class will be served primarily with full requirements fixed price products and 25% of PICO share, which I'll cover in a subsequent slide. The small commercial class will be primarily served with 90% of the load served under fixed price full requirements products, with 10% of the load served under full requirements spot price. Medium commercial class will be served primarily with 85% full requirements fixed price product with 15% of the full requirements spot price, and the large customer and industrial class will be served both with fixed price and spot price. However, the proportions are yet to be determined, and I'll explain that in a subsequent slide on page 9. Page 6, the residential class. 75% of the residential class will be served by the full requirements on a fixed price basis. They'll be purchased through a full requirements request for proposals. 45% nominally of the 75% will be in two-year contracts. 30% nominally of the 75% will be in one-year contracts. I want to point out at this time, though, that although we speak in full-year contracts, initial full requirements product terms will include a January through May 2011 five-month stub period to allow us to synchronize subsequent contract terms to the PJM planning year. 25% of the residential class is called the PICO share. Within the PICO share, 20% of the energy will be served with block products purchased through the block energy RFP. The block energy will include a base load component and summer and winter on-peak components, with 5% of the PICO share being balanced through the PJM market based on spot market purchases and other necessary products such as capacity ancillary services and alternative energy portfolio standard requirements being procured by PICO. Page 7, the small commercial class. 90% of the small commercial class will be on a fixed price full requirement basis. 70% of those of the 90 will be in one-year contracts. 20% of the 90 will be in two-year contracts. These will be purchased through the full requirements RFP. 10% of the small commercial class will be full requirements priced to the spot market, purchased through the full requirements RFP with contracts a one-year term. Page 8, the medium commercial class. 85% of the medium commercial class will be full requirements on a fixed price basis, all with one-year contracts purchased through the full requirements RFP. 15% of the full requirements will be priced at the spot market and purchased through the full requirements RFP, which will also have a term of 1 year. Page 9, the large commercial and industrial class. 'PECO will hold a solicitation for full requirements on a fixed price basis for customers that fall into the large commercial industrial class. The customers will have the option of opting in to the solicitation for this, which will be a one-year calendar 2011 product and contracts based on the customers who elect to participate. Customers who select this product will be free to switch out but cannot return to this service. The customers that are not served by the fixed price option that I just described will be served by a full requirements product priced to the spot market in one-year contracts with the percent based on those customers not being served under the fixed price option. Page 10. Full requirements service is a load following service. Full requirements service includes load following energy, day-by-day capacity associated with the load, ancillary services associated with the load, certain transmission services, and alternative energy portfolio standard requirements. A supplier for a class supplies a given percentage of the actual default service load for that class during the supply period. Delivery periods begin January 2011 and then sync up to the PJM planning year. As I mentioned, full requirement service is in fixed price and spot price default supply. For fixed price, suppliers will provide full requirement service and offer bids on a fixed price dollar per megawatt hour basis. Spot price default supply, suppliers will provide full requirement service with the energy priced to the PJM day-ahead market. The capacity will be priced to the locational zonal capacity for PECO zone based on RPM results. Ancillary services and AEPS costs will be offered in at a fixed price on a dollar per megawatt hour energy basis. Page 11, block energy for the PECO share of the residential commercial customer group will be based on fixed megawatt hours, fixed megawatts for energy only. Block energy supply will comprise approximately 20% of the annual load of the default supply for the residential customer class. A supplier will supply the constant quantity of energy delivered to the PECO zone during the supply period. Block energy products will be for calendar year delivery periods. The base load product for the residential class will be comprised as follows. 160 megawatts of block around the clock energy for a one-year term, 100 megawatts for a two-year term, 50 megawatts for a five-year term. Peak products or rather 5x16 products will be delivered for the winter period defined as December through January and will be for 80 megawatt amounts. Summer defined as June through August will be for 130 megawatt amounts. In PECO's plan, the block sizes may change in subsequent procurements subject to a load adjustment mechanism. Page 12, other default supply plan features. PECO's default supply program term is 29 months, starting January 2011 through May 2013. And supply contracts cannot have a start date after May 31st, 2013. The supply for the initial default service program will be through multiple solicitations. The full requirements RFP has 6 solicitations during the plan. But let me make a correction to page 11. The winter period runs December through February rather than December through 11th on the chart. Apologize for that. Back to page 12, multiple solicitations. The full requirements RFP will have 6 solicitations. The block energy RFP has 8 solicitations. A full schedule can be found on Exhibit B of the joint petition for settlement, which is posted on the procurement website. PECO's plan also has a load cap such that a single bidder cannot supply more than 65% of the load for each procurement class. Page 13, supply master agreements. Separate supply master agreements are required for full requirements and block supply. The contract is standard for all suppliers, and the contract is between the supplier and PECO Energy. Final agreements are non-negotiable. As part of the qualification, prospective suppliers will sign the SMA under the RFP process. Page 14, key elements of credit provisions. Credit exposure under the master agreements will be based on a mark-to-market exposure calculation, which are described in the master agreements. Performance assurance requirements will depend on a seller credit evaluation using criteria specified in the supply master agreements. Form of guarantee and form of performance assurance letter of credit are also provided as exhibits in the master agreements. Page 15, the role of NERA. To ensure a transparent process for the solicitation, PECO has proposed NERA to be the third-party independent evaluator for the solicitations. NERA's role is as follows: to be the main point of contact with bidders, to ensure the RFP process and rules as approved by the Pennsylvania Public Utility Commission are followed, to ensure bidder qualifications are evaluated equitably and fairly, to solicit and evaluate bids from qualified bidders on a price-only basis, and to present the results to the Pennsylvania Public Utility Commission for their approval decision. Page 16, tentative timeline for the first solicitation. And once again, the first solicitation will be for the residential customers only. The products will include tranches with terms of 17 and 29-month lengths and 6-month block contracts. Let me cover some key dates. We launched the website over the weekend, and you're able to go there now and navigate the website as well as register to receive future announcements. The bidder call we're having today. The PUC decision could happen as early as April 16th, as I mentioned. We have a bidder information schedule in Philadelphia tentatively scheduled for May 5th, Tuesday. The qualifications for what are called the Part 1 part of the RFP are due on May 27th. Bid due date for the first solicitation is June 15th with a PUC decision scheduled for the next day, June 16th. Page 17. The RFP website, PECOProcurement.com, is the primary source of information, including all RFP documents, presentation materials, and answers to questions in the FAQ section. You can go to the Ask a Question page to ask questions about this proposed plan at any time. You can also register to receive future announcements And again, our bidder information session in person is scheduled for May 5th, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Once again, the bidder information session is contingent upon receiving a PAPUC approval before that date. I just wanted to point that out. Okay, at this point, then, we'll end the call. And once again, thank you for participating today.
Thank you for participating in today's call. Please visit the procurement website at www.pecoprocurement.com and submit any further questions via the website. You may now disconnect.